Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, October 30th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: volatility returns after big tech parade, wild swings, and record GDP growth rate. Leading today's news, Alphabet took the spotlight of big tech's earnings show, rallying as much as 8% after hours as ad sales bounced back sharply from a pandemic slump. YouTube pulled in more than $5 billion alone. While other peers did quite well, the quarterly reports weren't enough to keep investors from selling. Facebook slipped nearly 3% on a user decline and a significant amount of COVID-related uncertainty in 2021, though revenues were up more than 20% despite ad boycotts. Amazon also fell 1.5% after predicting $4 billion in pandemic costs next quarter, while Apple declined 4% as iPhone sales missed estimates for last quarter due to customers holding off on purchases ahead of the release of the iPhone 12. In other news, solid earnings from America's largest tech firms weren't enough to keep investors from selling late Thursday, with U.S. stock index futures reflecting the sentiment overnight. The Dow was down 1.5%, the S&P 500 down 1.5%, and NASDAQ down 2%. Outlooks hit by COVID, valuation fears, regulatory scrutiny, and election uncertainty all seemed to come back to the fore after a session that saw stocks rebound from the worst sell-off in 4 months. The earnings cycle continues this morning with results from the energy industry. ExxonMobil, Chevron, and Phillips 66 are all scheduled to report. U.S. GDP came roaring back in Q3 at an annualized rate of 33.1%, versus plus 30.9% consensus estimate and negative 31.4% prior. The number of U.S. workers filing initial claims for unemployment insurance also fell by 40,000 to 751,000 last week to the lowest level since the pandemic began, but others are more skeptical about taking a quick look at the data. Much of the Q3 gain came from carryover effects from fast progress in May through July, while real GDP remains down 2.9% year over year, said Gregory Dacko, chief U.S. economist for Oxford Economics. Furthermore, the average 7.4%, or 33.1% annualized, advance tells us little, if anything, about momentum heading into Q4. Your all-or-nothing approach is hurting hardworking Americans who need help now, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin said in response to an earlier letter from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, which detailed 6 areas that need to be addressed before stimulus talks can move forward. Those include state and local funding, school safety, child care, tax credits for working families, unemployment insurance, and worker liability. While an aid package is out of sight before the election, Pelosi said it may be possible to strike a COVID relief deal in the so-called lame duck session of Congress. At least 6 people have been killed across Louisiana, Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia, while more than 2 billion people were without power after Hurricane Zeta slammed into the Gulf Coast. It's the 27th named storm this season, one less than the record set in 2005, and has halted up to 85% of offshore Gulf of Mexico oil production this week and nearly 58% of its natural gas output. Oil prices collapsed regardless as new coronavirus lockdowns in Europe and surging infections elsewhere weighed on the outlook for crude demand. Crews have now begun returning to Gulf offshore facilities, with Chevron and Royal Dutch Shell redeploying personnel to restore production. Shares of Netflix closed up 3.7% on Thursday after saying it would bump up its most popular standard plan by a buck to $14 a month. Premium goes to $18 a month, and the lowest tier stays at $9 per month. The increase was signaled during last week's earnings call, when COO Chief Product Officer Greg Peters said, "You heard it from Ted Sarandos, the number of original productions we're doing. If we do that, we feel like there is that opportunity to occasionally go back and ask for members where we've delivered the extra value in those countries to pay a little more." A rise to $14 a month puts Netflix's most popular plan almost at parity with HBO Max at $15 a month, which launched at a price point that some observers thought might be too much for a streaming service. Walmart removed firearms and ammunition from its U.S. store floors this week due to current unrest in isolated areas of the country and out of an abundance of caution. Customers can still purchase the items upon request, even though they are no longer on display. Walmart also removed guns from stores this summer following the killing of George Floyd, when several of its stores were damaged, and raised the minimum purchase age to 21 after a deadly shooting at a high school in Parkland, Florida in 2018. One of the most highly valued startups, Juul, has been stricken over the past 2 years by regulatory crackdowns, lawsuits, and probes into whether it marketed vaping products to teens. The latest? The e-cigarette maker has lowered its valuation to about $10 billion after being valued at around $38 billion just 2 years ago when Altria took a 35% stake. Last month, Juul cut more than half its workforce and said it was exploring pulling out of most overseas markets. Presenting the first glimpses of its economic plans for the next 5 years, China promised to become a self-reliant technological powerhouse, marking another twist to the conflict with the U.S. over chips and intellectual property. Core technologies were not named in the communique, but likely include similar areas highlighted in other government plans, ranging from semiconductors and telecommunications to big data and artificial intelligence. It also emphasized quality growth over speed, and underscored the roles of innovation, real economy, a strong domestic market, rural vitalization, and green development. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures are all set to open in the red, with crude oil, gold, and Bitcoin slightly up. On today's economic calendar, consumer sentiment is out at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.